right now. You either have the unknown sickness right now. Man, if you have that nature problem right now, call the man of God, Reverend Gregory. Remember right now, my friend, call Reverend Gregory right now. Now, here's a testimony, my friend, of somebody that went to see this man of God and who was touched and who followed and obeyed instructions, and deliverance came to them. And my friend, the same can happen for you. Those of you that are sincere, you that really and truly want to experience a miracle in your life, call Reverend Gregory right now as you're hearing this broadcast. Call him right now and ask my friend for an appointment to see Reverend Gregory.
God bless you, Radio Land. God bless to all my father's children.
Not a telephone.
No matter what problems you're having, no matter what situations you're having, no matter how many times you try to turn it around, no matter how many enemies you're facing, whether it's natural or unnatural, get your pencils and paper ready, friends. Write down the mailing address. Write down the telephone number right here in Atlanta, Georgia. Telephone number 404-212-2444. Write it down, friends. Some right now have physical situations. Some right now are dealing with unnatural problems. Many right now have those court cases that are pending. Some have that plain old Cain and Abel jealousy that's around them. Many are dealing with witchcraft and voodoo. Some right now have been back and forth to the doctor, and the doctor is still running tests. If you have that arthritis, that gout, that rheumatism, if you have diabetes, if you have a problem with any part of your body, whether you're trying to grow hair on your head or your nature is on vacation, I'm going to show you, my friends, that we have been putting together many religious prayer packages throughout the years. Some are natural herbs that we've sent folks that are not able to even get up and cook their own meals. Some are situations to where many right now have trouble in their homes or on their jobs or around about. This is Yours in Christ, Reverend Gregory, here in the city of Atlanta, Georgia, asking you, my friends, not to give up, asking you, my friends, to pray over everything that you do, no matter when it is, where it is, or how you plan to do it. Mailing address here in Atlanta is Post Office Box 16903. That's Post Office Box 16903, Atlanta, Georgia. Zip it 30321. You know, sometimes back in the days of old, as I've told many in the past, there used to be someone that can always go off into the woods with a croaker sack across their back, come back, boil it, steep it, and strain it so that they're able to go to the fields and finish their work on the next day. Call me, friends. You know, that book of Genesis, the Revelations, is real. We can sit down and talk about Daniel, David, Job. Oh, my God. The faith that Noah had that no one believed. We can talk about situations in the Bible that tells us what to expect in the future. We can talk about situations in the Bible that showed us what happened in the past. But today, friends, no matter what you're facing today, I'll show you, my friends, that you too can come through. All you need, friends, is just that faith of a grain of mustard seed. No matter how many times you've seen situations, no matter where you have been in the past looking for help, write down the telephone number, friends, 404-212-2444. If the line is busy, my friends, you dial me right back. And I guarantee you, my friends, that your situation can be turned around. Your problems can be grown to where you are not even knowing that they're going on. We can situate situations around you, my friends, to send it back to where it came from. Some of my friends have been here, been there, and still working on the same situation. I'm asking you, my friends, not to give up. I'm asking you, my friends, to pray over everything that you do, no matter when it is, where it is, or how you plan to do it. Again, my friends, write down that telephone number. Don't try to memorize it, for I know when old Satan gets busy, sometimes we can't remember our own telephone numbers. I'm going to play just one testimonial for you and get right back with you, friends. And then we're going to talk about the goodness of God and the situations around us that we are trying to overcome, or that you are trying to overcome here on this earth, here today. This is Reverend Gregory in Atlanta. Write down the number. I'm here all throughout the day here at the prayer office, 404-212-2444.
Listen to the broadcast that Sunday.
Yes, sir. I'm telling you. Now, it was me and my daughter was coming on, and I had the radio on, and I was in here ministering over the radio, you know, and I said, Lord, I said, I like this here, and I turned it up a little bit loud, you know, in my car. People were looking at me mighty strange when I stopped at the red light. Because, well, I'm going to be honest with you, Reverend, that God had lifted me up. I woke up, you know, Sunday morning feeling wonderful. But God had lifted me up when he sucked it to me, you know. And I was praising him all at the same time when I was driving the car. My eyes were full of tears, but he still would leave me on. One thing about it, that I've been praying for so long for him to send me somebody that can help my wife, you know. I've been praying, but I haven't give up. I said, well, Lord's going to answer my prayers one day. And he sent you to me.
Well, I'm glad because
I thank God for that. I really do.
Because when you called, you didn't know what to do because it's been going on for so long.
Yes, sir. I mean so long, too, because my mother and my father were living then when that happened to her and all. My mother told me, said, well, bro, it's something wrong. She said, that's not no eczema. It says something wrong. And my mother told me about it. And then some other people were telling me about it, other ministers and all, you know. But see, because we went to different churches and all.
To try to get a heal.
Right, And even this doctor down here, she go to a private doctor that he was a foreign doctor, right? And you know what, Ralph, I'm going to be honest with you, she told me that he didn't hardly want to touch your hands or nothing like that. He kept telling her, he said, well, I can't do that for you. I said, Lord, have mercy. And then she went to another doctor, you know, a white doctor, he giving her medicine and all stuff like that. I said, that ain't doing you no good. Because if it was doing any good, Reverend, be honest.
You'd see.
I spent over $1,000. Way over $1,000 going back and forth to that doctor. It hadn't did no good. But I'll tell you one thing.
What's that?
You have, though. Yes, sir.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, sir.
My friends, you know God is good, and I know that you cannot beat God-giving. Right now, I'm going to ask that you join us for just 1 minute of silent prayer. If you're on the job or driving, don't close your eyes, but let's fill the skies for as far as my voice can be heard with just 1 minute of silent prayer. You might be praying in another county or another part of the area about the same situations that you're facing. Join us, my friends. Join us. Just 1 minute of silent prayer. Let's fill the skies. As my voice can be heard right now, just 1 minute. 1 minute of silent prayer. God, my God, my God. Yes, my friends, our time is drawing down. And we're going to ask that you, my friends, pray over everything that you do. I know some right now are dealing with backbiters and tailbearers. I know some right now have blood pressure problems and back trouble and problems with pain and swelling in their body. Some right now are dealing with witchcraft and evildoers, voodoo and crying spells and looking for protection from evil or to keep you away from those stumbling blocks. Telephone number, friends, 404-212-2444. Some right now have that enemy that they want to be gone, or that court case that's giving them trouble. Some right now need success in business, or want to grow hair on their head, or want to get their nature taken care of. Some right now, my friends, have problems in their home or their job, or want to learn how to dress and keep their home together, or keep evil away. Write down the telephone number, friends. Telephone number 404-212-2444. Those of you that are writing, my friends, when you write, my friends, send that prayer request and put a small donation in it so we can write you back. I'm going to send you back a bottle of that Master Stroke oil and that prayer cloth that we've been using for so many years. We know the end of the year is on the way, or should we say we know the beginning of next year is right here at our doorstep. I'm going to show you, friends, how to dress around your area and to keep it prayerful so that you can enjoy the life that you've planned to live. This is yours in Christ, Reverend Gregory, my friends. Our time is drawing down. Those of you that are bringing up children, give them a chance to read through the book of Proverbs. A little wisdom is a lot to waste. Prosperity, my friends, is knowing what to do with what you have while you have it. For after it's gone, after it's out of your reach, it is something else to get it back. Again, telephone number, my friends, 404-212-2444. If the line is busy, just dial me right back. That's 404-212-2444. This is yours in Christ, Reverend Gregory. Asking you, my friends, not to give up. Asking you, my friends, to pray over everything that you do, no matter when it is, where it is, or how you plan to do it. Yes, I know some have been different places and still haven't seen your success, but I'm asking you today, step out on that faith, just that faith of a grain of mustard seed, and you too can come through. You can sit there all day and ponder, but good God Almighty, put one foot in front of the other, and I guarantee you, you too can see your way through. This is Reverend Gregory. Again, telephone number, friends, 404-212-2444. May God bless you. Keep you until we meet again. You pray for us, and we'll be praying with you.
KAYT 88.1 FM. We've got the best in classic gospel, contemporary, traditional, quartet, and hip hop. Whatever you like, we got your flavor starting at 6 a.m. to 5 p.m. 7 days a week, 11 hours per day. KAYT. KAYT 88.1 FM.
My God's only son.
God's only son.
Whoa. wonderful.
So wonderful.
Yeah. To me. Mario, can you help me break his name down? Jay. He's the everlasting Father.
Jesus.
The Lord is the King of the feet, yeah.
Jesus.
He's my water when I'm thirsty.
Jesus.
He's my bread when I'm hungry.
Jesus.
He's everything to me.
Jesus.
I said, Jesus.
Jesus.
He's Mary's baby.
Jesus.
The sweet rose of Sharon.
Just how I got here. It's so easy to explain. It was God's grace.
God's grace.
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 I've made it this far.
I made it this far. By the grace of God.
You brought me, how you brought me through the night. Lord, you kept me, and you never left me. You stood by my side. There were so many times when I came so close. Oh man, death, he tried to take me in. So the reason I'm here is not hard for me to see. In fact, it's so easy for me to explain. It was God's grace.
God's grace.
God's grace.
God's grace.
It was God's grace.
God's grace.
It was God's grace.
This Miss Ola Mae Benton Carter Jackson Glenn.
Yes, ma'am.
I ain't know which last name to use.
Oh, I'm using Benton. I'm not either one of those you calling, but I've been there.
You been? Uh-huh.
Who's this?
I was married about 4 or 5 times myself.
Yeah.
And all of them died of, the first two died of mushroom poisoning.
Uh-huh.
And the other one died to a brick in the head. You wouldn't eat the mushroom. I was calling. I just need you to pray for Sister Rosaline Hicks. They gave me your number. They said that this is the number to call if you need prayer.
Pray for who?
A lady at my church. I go to Mount Moriah.
Uh-huh.
And they told me to call you to get you to pray for Sister Rosaline Hicks.
Rosaline Hicks.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
And what happened to her, she was stabbed. And she 83 years old.
83 years old.
And was stabbed by a nearsighted mugger.
Uh-huh.
That mistaken her for his ex-wife's mother-in-law.
Yes.
And
let me ask you, who told you to call me?
Somebody over there at Victory Baptist Church I met. They gave me, they said, you're a prayer warrior for God.
Yeah.
They say you a prayer warrior for God. You hear me? They said it. That's what they said.
That's what they said.
That's what they said.
Oh,
and,
okay.
And she was...
It just caught me a little off guard when you called all of my names like that.
Well, they was on the church directory.
Huh?
I'm sorry. It caught me off guard, too, when they gave me all of these names.
Yeah.
But they said Sister Rosalind Hicks was stabbed by a near-sighted mugger that mistaken her for his ex-wife's mother-in-law. On her way to the hospital, the ambulance that she was riding in had a blowout and plunged 57 feet onto some train tracks and was later hit by a train. And while the fireman was trying to get her out of the car with the jaws of life, it cut off her right leg. And then she was shot in the right eye by a stray bullet from a nearby hunter.
Yeah.
And she's going through all that right now.
And
she's coming back, trying to get her ready to come back to church because she's supposed to do a meditation.
Yeah.
For our pastor's anniversary.
Yeah, but when is our pastor's anniversary?
This Sunday, and we might need somebody to lead devotion if she can't make it.
Yeah.
Now, she got stab wounds, a bullet to the right eye, and a missing leg. Ain't that something that survived?
Yeah.
And still trying to come to church, Miss Ola Mae Benton Carter Jackson Glenn. I'm sorry.
Ola Mae Benton Carter Jackson Glenn. I tell you, I like to who give you all them names.
I'll find a name, but you ought to cuss out.
I'm Benton.
Benton, uh-huh. Now, can you pray for her, Rosalind Hicks?
Yes, ma'am.
Bow your head, close your eyes.
Ma'am.
You gonna pray for her?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm ready.
Okay, let me turn this TV off.
What you watching?
It's a spiritual program where a preacher lady was on.
Right. Can we keep it short? Because I got to catch the bus.
Okay, I got to go to the doctor, too.
Uh-huh. Go ahead.
Okay, this morning, our Heavenly Father, it's once more again that we, your humble servants, come before thee. In your name, dear God, asking you to please to have mercy upon one of our sisters in your name.
Rosalind.
Rosalind, in your name.
She was stabbed.
Give us strength today to keep on going, my
and shot. And shot.
Have mercy where mercy can be found today. And oh God, thank you for this lady that called and asked.
Bernice Jenkins.
Bernice Jenkins, thank you for her this morning. Thank you, my head.
Johnson Avery.
That you have all power, heaven and earth is in your hand.
Uh-huh.
And Lord, we can't do nothing without you. We need you every minute on the hour. Asking you to just take
Tell him I'm coming.
Have mercy.
Tell him I'm
and,
coming.
Oh God, when life journey
Hold on. Ends, tell him, hold on.
Give us a happy ending in your name, for Christ's sake. Amen.
Can you sing just a small portion of Walk With Me, Lord, or something?
Can I do what?
Just sing just a small portion of a hymn. Make me feel bad. And when you want to sing, have a little talk with Jesus. They say you sang them songs. They said it. They said it.
I believe they got you tangled up with somebody else, but I got me tangled with somebody
Tangled up.
I try to sing. I'm not a songster.
Go ahead.
Walk with me, Lord. Walk with me.
Uh-huh.
Walk with me, Lord. Walk
with me.
All along this
Christian
journey, I want Jesus
to walk
with
God my feet. Say, God my feet.
Yeah.
God my feet,
Lord. God my feet.
God my feet, Lord.
God my feet. All along this Jesus journey, I want Jesus to guide my feet.
Put on my shoes, God. Put on my shoes.
Put on my shoes, God. Put on my shoes. All along this Jesus journey, I want Jesus to put on my shoes. Now you sing some.
Massage my shoulders, God. Massage my shoulders. Massage my shoulders, God. Massage my shoulders. Why, the bus about to leave. I'll call you back.
Okay, then.
Thank you, him.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
The Antioch Missionary Baptist Church family cordially invite you to attend this annual spring revival to begin on Monday through Wednesday, May 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, 6:45 p.m. nightly with some of Alexandria's most renowned ministers. On Monday night, services will be delivered by Reverend Roger Green and the Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church. On Tuesday night, Reverend Henry Williams and Macedonia Baptist Church. On Wednesday night, Reverend Charlie Gilmore and Servants of Christ Church. The church is located at 2308 Houston Street in Alexandria, Louisiana. Reverend Stanley R. Mathis is the host pastor. You can contact the church by calling area code 318-443-2022 or Sister Jeannie Sanders Mass Communications at area code 318-730-4346. We look forward to seeing each of you to join us in our nightly revival to begin on May the 1st, 2nd, and 3rd at 6:45 p.m. nightly. The Antioch Missionary Baptist Church family are proud sponsors of KAYT 88.1 FM.
Winfield Funeral Homes have served Central Louisiana for over 85 years. I am Alan Day, president of Winfield Funeral Homes of Louisiana. In 1932, the late Dr. Ben D. Johnson started Winfield Funeral Homes of Louisiana. As president of Winfield Funeral Homes, I am dedicated to continuing Dr. Johnson's legacy of superior services to all families within the communities we serve, including Alexandria, Shreveport, and Baton Rouge. Our funeral homes are locally operated by licensed funeral directors, embalmers, and restorative artists. This is an important distinction for Winfield Funeral Homes as it gives you the peace of mind that your loved ones are being cared by fully licensed and trained professionals. Because we care, our funeral homes has been renovated, including new vehicles at all locations. When the need arises, you can count on Winfield Funeral Homes. You may prearrange your funeral services at Winfield Funeral Homes. Affordable monthly payment plans are available, and we accept other funeral home pre-need policy. Our website is www.winfieldfuneralhomes.com. When you desire the best, there's only one choice, Winfield Funeral Home, because we care.
Winfield Funeral Home is a proud underwriting sponsor of 88.1 KAYT.
The New Bethel Community Missionary Baptist Church, host pastor Clarence Dupart Jr., along with TNR Productions, presents God Did It Gospel Explosion, featuring Evelyn Tarantine, A.G., and the Warriors of Detroit, Michigan. Saturday, May 20th at 5 p.m. Also performances by Sister Betty Boss and the Anointed New Inspiration, the Soulettes of Colfax, and the Spiritual Roots of Alexandria. This event is hosted by Sister Kay Clark of Natchitoches, Evangelist Brenda Randall of Cottonport, and Sister Karen Layton of Colfax, Louisiana. Tickets are $15 in advance, $20 at the door, and $3 for children 12 and under. Tickets available at KYT 88.1, 318-484-2500, Smiley's Barbershop, 210 Winchester Street in Alexandria, 318-792-5999. Transformations Hair Studio, 826 Main Street in Pineville, 318-449-3655. Sister Kay Clark of Natchitoches, 318-533-3096. And Sister Karen Layton of Colfax, 318-528-9620. This event is sponsored by L&J Exterminating Company, 318-443-5328. And New Bethel Soul Kitchen Ministry, 318-443-7877. Don't you miss another stellar event taking place on May 20th with Evelyn Tarantine, A.G., and the Warriors of Detroit, Michigan. The New Bethel Community Baptist Church, along with TNR Productions, are proud sponsors of KAYT.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina, Alexandria.
Shady green pasture. where the waters cool flow. May the weary ones feet gone beneath. Lead his dear children all along. Sometime up on the sun shines so bright, God leave his dear children all alone, oh, all alone. Sometimes, sometime in the valley, in the darkest of night.
gonna pray.